Well, hello, friends. It's I, Jesse Steele. Today, we're going to go over local news on Eastern Sierra Now. It's December 15th. You know what that means. 10 days until the fat guy gets here. It's the most wonderful time. So, what do we have? I guess this is the biggest news of the day if I had to pick. And I guess that's the point, is I'm picking the biggest news of the day and you're listening to it. So, I guess I do have to pick. Inyo County adopts new supervisorial districts. So, December 15th, why that's today. And then they go on to say yesterday. I don't know why that was written that way. Yesterday, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors, acting as the Inyo County Redistricting Commission, voted to adopt one of the 12 draft maps posted on the Inyo County Redistricting website as the final map for Inyo County. This map takes immediate effect and will remain in effect until redistricting occurs again in 2031. The county website and GIS will be updated to reflect... Odie, I'm trying to read right now. That's Odie. He's a good boy. He just likes to whine a lot when I'm talking and not to him. You know how it is? The website and GIS will be updated to reflect these new districts. Please note that your supervisor may have changed due to the adoption of this map. As a reminder, the supervisor for each district is District 1, Dan Tothrow; District 2, Jeff Griffiths; District 3, Rick Pucci; District 4, Jen Rozier; and District 5, Matt Kingsley. So, the map is listed on EasternSierraNow.com. You can go in there and see who your fearless leader is. Might have changed. So the Toyota U.S. Grand Prix Snowboard and Free Ski is at Mammoth Mountain. That is coming up January 6th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. That should be pretty awesome. The best of the best skiers and riders from across the globe are set to return to Unbound Main Park for the Toyota U.S. Grand Prix Slopestyle and Halfpipe World Cups. There is always something special about the Grand Prix at Mammoth, and this year is no exception. Yeah, we just got a bunch of snow. The event will serve as the last domestic U.S. snowboard and free ski Olympic tryout event and provides a pathway towards qualifying for the 2022 U.S. Olympic snowboard and free ski teams. This event will showcase many athletes that call Mammoth home, including Olympic gold medalist Chloe Kim, as well as Maddie Mastro, Judd Hinkies, Hinks, Hinkus? I don't know, I don't really follow that kind of stuff. Correct me online, just go comment and tell me I'm a dipshit or something. My new favorite name in the world, Brock Crouch. Brock Crouch, it's amazing. It's as bad as Jesse Steele. And Dusty Hendrickson. So, stick around for the U.S. team nomination ceremony on January 8th. This should be a pretty awesome event. We will get out there and get some shots and some interviews and give you guys all the scoop. So, good luck to all of you athletes. Brock Crouch, I love it. Great name. A little bit of a weather report here. So today, it was sunny, Bishop, with a high of 41. Tonight, 40% chance of mixed rain and snow, with a low of 21. So, it's going to get cold tonight. You're going to see some precipitation. 40% chance of precipitation. Sounds like Odie wants there to be more than 40. After our most recent Sierra winter storm, Bishop experienced some heavy rainfall in the last few days. Tonight, another storm is due to roll in with a 40% chance of rain and snow both tonight and tomorrow. New snow accumulation of less than a half of inch is possible. It will then be clear and sunny Thursday night through Sunday night. On Monday, we have a slight chance of rain and snow, chance of snow Monday night, and a chance of rain and snow Tuesday. So good, this little system needs to stick around. Daytime high temperatures will stay steadily in the 40s, and nighttime lows in the low 20s and high teens. High teens. Yeah, it was a group I was president of in college. Ba-dum-tsh. Weather report for Mono County. Today in Mammoth Lakes, it was sunny, with 30% chance of snow later in the day, and a high of 23. Tonight, there's a 90% chance of heavy snow, as well as breezy winds, and a low of 19. Mammoth Lakes has been experiencing heavy snow over the past few days, with an overall accumulation of about 4 to 6 feet. Today, there will be some sun before another winter storm rolls in around 4 p.m., bringing a 30% chance of snow, with an accumulation of about 1 inch expected, as well as gusts up to 35 miles per hour. The wind will continue into tonight with gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and into 30 with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a 90% chance of snow with an accumulation of 9 to 13 inches possible.
I need two men on this. That's what she said. No time. But she did. No time!
And Thursday, there's a 70% chance of snow, decreasing to 20% in the afternoon, with an accumulation of 3 to 5 inches possible. Not going to play it again. Thursday night through Sunday, skies will be clear, with daytime highs in the low 30s and nighttime lows in the teens. Monday, another storm will roll in, bringing a chance of snow through Tuesday. We got another furry friend this week, and you'll never guess what his name is. Pretty much best name I've ever heard. Sorry, Odie. I meant after Odie. Don't bite my leg. Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue has teamed up with Eastern Sierra Now to bring you the furry friend of the week. And this week, meet Jessie. Jessie is a 5-year-old French Basset Hound Mastiff mix. Jessie and her sibling Einstein are looking for their new forever homes. Their owner was a long-haul trucker, and both spent much time on the road. They endured a lot of stress together, often being left in the truck in all kinds of weather, with little to eat and exposed to not-so-very-nice humans. Jessie maintains a good-natured and mellow demeanor despite all the hardships she and Einstein have experienced. She is sensitive to new foods since her stomach flipped 2 years ago. If Jessie could keep her friend Einstein with her, that would be best, but not necessary. She prefers a home with no cats, yet gets along well with other dogs. She's an expert at finding cozy places to snuggle and sleep. To adopt and learn more about this sweet girl, please contact Inyo County Animal Shelter at 760-938-2715. And she is adorable. Definitely head over to Eastern Sierra Now and check that girl out. You know, because I'm going to feel guilty if I say this after the next story, so I'm going to say it first. Giovanni's is the pizza place to go to. No question. Hands down. You ask a local in Mammoth, where's the best pizza place? They're going to say Giovanni's. That's just how it is. It's true. You go to Giovanni's. That's the game. They run a tight ship. It's always fun, always great, good family environment, but also good adult environment. There's a bar. You can hang out, get your drink, do whatever you got to do. Giovanni's is a great place. They deliver, even if it's crazy snowing. I mean, you couldn't ask for more. And you're right next to the movie theater over there. Oh my gosh. And speaking of the movie theater, guess who will be doing a movie review for all new big movies through the Minaret is D Place Cinema in Mammoth Lakes. That's right. This guy. And Eastern Sierra Now. We will be covering new movies as they come out and giving you my professional review. I can say that because I was taught to teach film for many years and went to school for it. Thank you. I'm not just somebody that's jumping in saying, did you like Spider-Man? Yeah. You gonna go see it again? Yeah. No, that's not what this is about. I'll break it down for you. I will tie up loose ends for you if you've been following Marvel Cinematic Universe. And if it's a movie that isn't part of a cinematic universe, I'll break down the themes for you and explain why this was either good or crap or whatever. I'm anticipating really good for Spider-Man. There's been nothing but really cool stuff said about it. So we will have that for you, hopefully Friday. So we'll see from there. Anyway, let's get on to the next story. Like I said, I had to talk about pizza first. Next one, T-minus about 1 week until Christmas. Let's make it a smart, spelled with capital S-M-A-R-T, week by Coach Ashley McLaughlin.
Coach McLaughlin here. Today I will be talking to you about SMART goals and foods that will help with your anxiety and stress. We have about one-ish week until Christmas. Let's make it a SMART week. I want you to create at least one SMART goal that resolves around your health and fitness and really commit to it this week. Maybe you want to get your workout in at least 5 times this week, hit your water intake each day, or have a serving of vegetables at each meal. Whatever you choose, make it smart and go all in. S equals specific. What is it that you want to do exactly? M, measurable. How will you be able to tell you've accomplished it? A, achievable. Is it in your power to accomplish it? R, realistic. Is the goal actually realistic? T equals time. When do you want to accomplish this goal?
Don't get me wrong. I love this time of year so much. But like most people, I'd be lying if I say it didn't bring me a little stress and anxiety. If you tend to feel the same way, here are a few foods that are actually proven to help decrease stress and anxiety naturally. Spinach. The folate in spinach produces dopamine. Blueberries. Stress makes our bodies crave vitamin C to help repair damage to our cellular walls. Blueberries are loaded with vitamin C. Avocados. The B vitamins in avocados naturally help relieve stress and anxiety. Cashews. Stress and anxiety can be linked to low levels of zinc. Cashews are loaded with zinc to help prevent any deficiencies. Dark chocolate suppresses the production of cortisol, the stress hormone. Turkey contains an amino acid called tryptophan, which the body uses to produce serotonin. It is important to check in with yourself physically and mentally every day. How are you feeling going into the holidays? This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Ash. And it makes it much more realistic. Wow. Much more realistic, because you can just set small goals that you can actually achieve and build from there. Thank you for that. She also has a exercise slide, I suppose you'd call it, on the website. So go to easternsierranow.com and click on the link, and you'll be able to see a full workout right there, so you don't have to think. You just do what she tells you. That's the best kind of coaching, if you ask me. I'm not good at thinking about this myself. There's a reason I'm chubby. It's because I don't have a personal life coach following me around. So if you're looking for a job that doesn't pay at all, but you just want to boss me around, well, I guess that's a girlfriend, and I already have one of those.
And a lovely thing she is, too.
But yeah, if you just want to help me like get into shape, give me a call or write info@easternsierranow.com. Okay, awesome. Go check out Ashley's article and head over to easternsierranow.com, where you'll find all the latest in local news updates. Also hit up our Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We cover all of those daily. And sometimes there's different content at each, so you're going to want to check that out. Okay, we're wrapping this up. Eastern Sierra Now. Jesse Steele. Thanks. See ya.